You are listening to a cassette recording of a channeling session from The Raw Contact, a series of 106 sessions that were conducted between 1981 and 1984 using a form of tuned trance telepathy. Throughout these sessions, a group of entities identified as Ra shared information regarding the Law of One, spiritual evolution, and a variety of esoteric topics through a series of questions and answers. The full text transcript of these recorded sessions can be read for free at lnlresearch.org, where you can also learn more about this audio and its origins. This recording is intended for personal study and is not available for commercial use. Please contact LNL Research if you wish to use this audio in any other way.
Session number 13, January 29th, 1981.
Greet you in the love and the light of the infinite Creator. I communicate.
First thing I would like to do is apologize for the stupid questions that I've asked about searching for what we should do. I consider what we're doing the way God privileged me, also my messengers involved. This kind of belief is quite prepared as well. It's just starting to begin. Creation. Following the evolution of man. And the evolution of man on Earth to the present moment. At all times, investigating how the Law of One is used here. Also a good idea to arrange the book, but if what the material that we have already here at the end of the book, I think we can make some. I would also suggest the title of the book, The Law of One. I'd like to as an author of the Law. Would you agree to this?
I am Ra. Your query is unclear. Would you please state as separate queries each area of agreement.
First, I'd like to start at the beginning, creation, as far back as you can go, following development, and present time.
Am Ra. This is completely your discernment, understanding, decision.
Secondly, I would like to title the book, The Law of One, by Ra.
I am Ra, the title of the vocal is acceptable. The authorship by the vibratory sound complex Ra is in our distortion of understanding incomplete. We are messengers. I can only request that if your discernment, understanding suggests the use of this vibratory sound complex Ra, the phrase "an humble messenger of the law of one" be appended.
Can you tell me about the earliest, first known magnitude pitch?
I am Ra, the first known thing in the creation is infinity, the infinity is creation.
From this infinity, then, must have come what we experience as creation. What was the next step? The next thought?
I am Ra. Infinity became aware. This was the next step.
After this,
awareness led to the focus of infinity into infinite energy. You have called this by various vibration sound complexes. The most common to your ears being a logos or love, the creator is the focusing of infinity as aware or conscious principle called by us as closely as we can create understanding, learning in your language, intelligent infinity. The next step is still at this space-time nexus in your illusion, achieving its progression as you may see it in your illusion. The next step is an infinite reaction to the creative principle following the law of one in one of its primal distortions, freedom of will. And thus, many, many dimensions, infinite in number, are possible. The energy moves from the intelligent infinity that you first to the outpouring of randomized creative force. This then creating patterns which in holographic style appear as the entire creation, no matter which direction or energy is explored. These patterns of energy begin then to regularize their own local, shall we say, rhythms and fields of energy, thus creating dimensions and universes. You must imagine a great leap of thought in this query, for at the last query, the physical, as you call them, universes were not yet born. The energies moved in increasingly intelligent patterns until the individualization of various energies emanating from the creative principle of intelligent infinity became such as to be co-creators. Thus, the so-called physical matter began. The concept of light is instrumental in grasping this great leap of thought, as this vibrational distortion of infinity is the building block of that which is known as matter, the light being intelligent and full of energy, thus being the first distortion of intelligent infinity, which was called by the creative principle. This light of love was made to have in its occurrences of being certain characteristics, among them the infinite whole, paradoxically described by the straight line, as you would call it. This paradox is responsible for the shape of the various physical illusion entities you call solar systems, galaxies, and planets, all revolving and tending towards the lenticular.
I think I made an error.
I am wrong. I attempted to bridge the gap. However, you may question me in any manner you deem appropriate.
Could you tell me, taking the question previous to the one that I asked you about countless different times, could you tell me the next step after that?
I am wrong. The steps, as you call them, are at the point of question, simultaneous and infinite. I am wrong. This is an appropriate question. The intelligent infinity discerned a concept. This concept was discerned due to freedom of will, of awareness. This concept was infinity. This was the first and primal paradox or distortion of the law of one. Thus, the one intelligent infinity invested itself in an exploration of manyness due to the infinite possibilities of intelligent infinity. There is no ending to manyness. The exploration thus is free to continue infinitely in an eternal present.
Does the galaxy that we are in created infinite intelligence, or was it created proportionally?
I am Ra. The galaxy and all other things of material of which you are aware are products of individualized portions of intelligent infinity. As each exploration began, it in turn found its focus and became co-creator. Using intelligent infinity, each portion created an universe and allowing the rhythms of free choice to flow, playing with the infinite spectrum of possibilities. Each individualized portion channeled the love light into what you might call intelligent energy, thus creating the so-called natural laws of any particular universe. Each universe in turn individualized to a focus, becoming in turn co-creator and allowing further diversity, thus creating further intelligent energies, regularizing or causing natural laws to appear in the vibrational patterns of what you would call a solar system. Thus, each solar system has its own, shall we say, local coordinate system of illusory natural laws. It shall be understood that any portion, no matter how small, of any density or illusory pattern contains as in an holographic picture the one creator which is infinity. Thus all begins and ends in history. I am Ra. We may have misperceived your query. We were under the distortion impression that we had responded to this particular query. Would you restate the query?
Primarily how the planetary system that we are in now evolved was it all created once, or was the first sun created? Yes.
I am Ra. The process is from the larger in your illusion to the smaller. Thus, the co-creator individualizing the galaxy created energy patterns which then focused in multitudinous focuses of further a conscious awareness of intelligent infinity. Thus, the solar system of which you experience inhabitation is of its own patterns, rhythms, and so-called natural laws, which are unique to itself. However, the progression is from the galaxy spiraling energy to the solar spiraling energy to the planetary spiraling energy to the experiential circumstances of spiraling energy, which begin the first density of awareness or consciousness of planetary entities.
Tell me about this first density of planetary entities.
I am Ra. Each step recapitulates intelligent infinity in its discovery of awareness in a planetary environment. All begins in what you would call chaos, energy undirected and random in its infinity. Slowly, in your terms of understanding, there forms a focus of self-awareness. Thus, the logos moves. Light comes to form the darkness according to the co-creator's patterns and vibratory rhythms, so constructing a certain type of experience. This begins with first density, which is the density of consciousness, the mineral and water life upon the planet, learning from fire and wind. The awareness of being. This is the first density. The spiraling energy, which is the characteristic of what you call light, moves in straight line spiral, thus giving spirals an inevitable vector upwards to a more comprehensive beingness with regards to intelligent infinity. Thus, first dimensional beingness strives towards the second density lessons of a type of awareness which includes growth rather than dissolution or random change. I am Ra. Picture, if you will, the difference between first vibrational mineral or water life and the lower second density beings which begin to move about within and upon its being. This movement is the characteristic of second density, the striving towards light and growth.
Striving towards light.
I am Ra. A very simplistic example of second density, a growth striving towards light, is that of the leaf, a striving towards the source of light.
What is the, is there any, physical difference first and second density, for instance, could I see, if I can see a second density and a first density side by side, in my present condition, could I see both of them, if they were both physical?
I am Ra. This is correct. All of the octave of your densities would be clearly visible were not the fourth through the seventh freely choosing not to be visible.
And how does the second density progress to the third?
I am Ra. The second density strives towards the third density, which is the density of self-consciousness or self-awareness. The striving takes place through the higher second density forms who are invested by third density beings with an identity to the extent that they become third density. The first density of consciousness of spirit.
Yes, what is the density level of our planet Earth at this time?
The sphere upon which you dwell is third density in its beingness of mind, body, spirit complexes. It is now in a space-time continuum, fourth density. This is causing a somewhat difficult harvest.
How does third density become a fourth density?
I am Ra. This will be the last full question. The fourth density is, as we have said, as regularized in its approach as the striking of a clock upon the hour. The space-time of your solar system has enabled this planetary sphere to spiral into space-time of a different vibrational configuration. This causes the planetary sphere to be able to be molded by these new distortions. However, the thought forms of your people during this transition period are such that the mind, body, spirit complexes of both individual and societies are scattered throughout the spectrum instead of becoming able to grasp the needle, shall we say, and point the compass in one direction.
Thank you.
and thus the entry into the vibration of love, sometimes called by your people the vibration of understanding, is not effective with the present societal complex. Thus, the harvest shall be such that many will repeat the third density cycle. The energies of your wanderers, your teachers, and your adepts at this time are all bent upon increasing the harvest. However, there are few to harvest.
I'd like to apologize for asking sometimes wrong or inappropriate questions. It's difficult sometimes to ask yourself the right questions to correct it. I don't wish to go over the ground.
I am Ra. This instrument's vital energy is somewhat low. I am Ra. It is well to have a session later if it is acceptable that we monitor this instrument and cease using it when it becomes low in the material which we take from it. We do not wish to deplete this instrument.
This is always accepted in any session. And I will ask the final question. Is there anything that you can have to say about our facilities?
I am Ra. It is well. Each is most conscientious. Continue in the same. Is there any other short query? I am Ra. This is correct. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one Creator. Adonai.